case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Just because it says flushable doesn't mean that it's flushable. A wipe. 103.7 KISS FM. I don't believe the city had to say this. They had to make a statement about this.
This was common sense.
I did too. I really
did. You don't put these down the toilet, but I guess not.
The Milwaukee...
As Gibbons is all quiet over there. Great. We should have known it's one of these people.
The Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District said they had a big clog up in Port Washington in their sewer system. The culprit, flushable wipes.
I can't believe people use those.
Those little moist flushable wipes, those guys. That people keep on the back of the toilet that they use because you get an extra clean... But you can't flush them because they don't break down as much. They said it's basically like flushing a rag down the toilet. Ugh. It might go through and be okay,
so
but if
good
it doesn't,
for the environment.
It can clog up your toilet. They'll have to remove your toilet. They'll have to snake your pipes all the way out to your road. It could be tens of thousands of dollars of damage to your sewer and septic system and your pipes. It's not worth it. They're saying just throw them in the trash. And you're like, oh, that's gross. Oh, no. Well, then don't use flushable
wipes.
What
do you think we do with baby wipes when we wipe poop off babies? We put them in the trash.
You wrap them up. You put them in the trash. Yeah. You wrap it in another paper towel. You put it in the trash. It's how it works. Mm-hmm. Don't flush flushable wipes. They are not flushable.
I'm triggered.
Why?
This has been a major bone of contention in my home between me and Mama G.
Why?
I have learned from past mistakes flushing the wipes, and I've had plumbing issues, so I don't do that anymore. I don't flush those wipes.
Oh, you learned the hard way.
Yes. Mama G, on the other hand, has not had to learn that first-hand lesson, and she is all about the wipes. And I go, Mama G, listen. Ixnay on the ipe ways, okay? Just throw them in the trash.
Yeah.
Not down the toilet, and she won't do it. And it just, I'm waiting for the moment that everything gets backed up.
Oh, in that old house, it will.
It's coming. Yeah.
It's
I know it's coming.
Time.
It's a ticking time bomb.
It's going to happen. It's going to be disgusting. So do not use the flushable wipes. And you can tell. Like, I've seen the experiment done in front of my eyes. They put toilet paper in like a little salad spinner type thing. And they put the flushable wipes in the same thing. And they spun the water around.
Uh-huh.
Toilet paper was like all broken up and gone. But the wipes were just spinning around there.
How many bathrooms? Well, you're not a chick. You don't know how many bathrooms women go in where there's signs. Don't flush, you know,
feminine products
or any flushable wipes. And it blows my mind we still have to say these things.
Yeah,
I mean, I get it, tampons, women flush, you know, like it's part of whatever. But
yeah.
But the fact, sometimes I'm like, what the hell?
You're not supposed to flush those either, like any of that?
That's not, no. I guess it depends on who you talk to, but.
I would think tampons would be worse.
Why? Well, they're made for that.
Because they would
flushable
expand.
Flushable wipes really aren't.
Oh, God.
I don't know. You're asking. I don't want to talk about this right
now.
Yeah,
let's not talk about
disgusting.
This. End of the day, don't flush flushable
and yes,
wipes.
Yes, I flush feminine products.
And
so
don't be stupid, you moron.
Yeah, thank you.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Jussie Smollett was indicted yesterday in Chicago. It's been more than a year after he staged that hate crime attack, remember?
Yeah.
So it has six count indictment.
Wow.
Brought on by a special prosecutor, and all this comes from the hoax against Jussie Smollett. It charges him with making four separate false reports to the Chicago PD. He was accused of hiring the two brothers to stage the attack on him.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they had a noose, and they had them screaming racist, homophobic slurs. And then, obviously, the police in Chicago determined that the whole thing was made up to advance his career, which then led to the 16-count felony that he had at the time. So, of course, remember, the state's attorney, Kim Fox, abruptly dropped all the charges in March, but then everyone freaked out and went, why did we drop the charges out of nowhere? If this isn't privilege, we don't know what is. He's a celebrity.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so then this guy was reappointed to come in, re-examine the case, look into why the charges were dropped.
Yeah.
And like I said, he came up with a new 6-count indictment. So it sounds like the charges weren't supposed to really be dropped legally. Because if you're just looking at the law, which is what they're supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
not give anyone preference because they're a decent person maybe or they have a good job. Yeah. Nope, don't care.
The law is the law, brother.
Did you waste everyone's time staging an entire hoax and hate? Did you go on TV crying about the hate crime? and all the racist slurs the black men you hired screamed at you. It makes no sense.
Because you weren't making enough money at the $100-some thousand you were getting per episode. You weren't making enough money.
I don't have to be a special prosecutor to know something ain't right.
The story didn't add up.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Sure is nice when someone solves a problem for you, the problem that you didn't even know that you had, but it made your life a little bit easier. Did you see what Netflix changed?
No.
Netflix, whenever you highlight over a show, it starts auto-playing like the preview of it all the time. Like it'll just start auto-playing a preview. And it was it was like one of those annoying features that I would see.
Yeah.
But I moved on with my life. I was like, I've got bigger problems. I just mute the TV and it's fine. But it was auto-playing like the preview of the next thing that's showing up. Well, now it was huge in the news. They said they're disabling the autoplay feature on Netflix.
You mean like the continuous play?
No, not the continuous play.
Like where it just plays episode after episode and doesn't stop?
No, I love that. That's amazing.
I think it's, I know where
minus the intro to every show, which you can now skip.
That's great too, because I don't need to hear the Breaking Bad theme song every single time.
Okay, so what are you doing when it play autoplays?
When you... I'll log out of the Netflix screen. Like, I guess it would determine on what you're watching it on. If it's an Apple TV or a Roku or a smart TV. I watch mine on an Apple TV. But anytime I go to the Netflix app, whatever it highlights or selects first, it'll start playing that trailer right away for the show.
Oh, mine doesn't do that.
Notice it. It annoys the hell out of me.
Right away. Like, and if I'm moving along, just looking at different ones, it'll start playing the trailer right away. And sometimes I don't care. I don't want to see it. And it'll stop. And then it'll start lagging. But I never thought anything of it. I was like, this is just something that I got to deal with.
You might stop on something you wouldn't normally stop on if you were forced to watch the preview. And
right.
They're right. But
true.
Then it becomes annoying.
So they found a way to disable it, and I was like, oh my God, this is a game changer. And I turned it off with my account settings, and it's great.
How do you turn it off?
You have to go into like, I'll put it up on our Facebook page.
But
you have
bugged the hell out of me.
I'm not going to go through it on the radio because it's going to take too long. But I was just amazed that it was a problem that they fixed that I didn't even know that I had. I was like, thanks, Netflix. It's a nice little first world problem that they had a solution to.
My kids have been watching Prime a lot. They're on a Prime kick.
What do they watch on Prime?
Everything. It
really?
Does just as many kids shows as Netflix.
Ooh.
Yeah, because we have, Prime, Hulu, and Netflix.
Okay.
And so, yeah, lately it's been all Prime.
Like, all Prime all the time.
Can I watch Prime? Can I watch Prime? And I'm like, I guess, whatever. They like those YouTube shows that are all on Prime.
Yes.
Hobby shows and like Ryan's Toy Whatever.
Ryan's World.
Do they watch the ones of guys playing video games? They're watching people play video games?
Yeah, big
another
time.
Thing? That's
big
what it
time,
is?
And I have to take them away because... The guys are grown-ups, and my kids are watching guys on YouTube, grown-up guys on YouTube play video
grown
games
men.
Like losers. And I'm like, what the hell are you?
Hey, this? We're not losers. We're
no
hobbyists.
No wonder they aspire to do nothing, you know?
Come on, kids.
Thank you, Netflix, for solving that problem I didn't even know that I had. Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Dude, the internet's a really stupid place sometimes.
Sometimes.
All the time. All the time.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Did you see the broomstick challenge? We talked about this briefly yesterday, the broomstick challenge, where allegedly NASA said that for one day only, on Monday, you could take a broom and stand it up by its bristles and it would stand up and balance in the middle of the room because of Earth's gravitational pull. Some random
nothing
person.
Nothing else was standing up on its own. Just
nope.
The broom.
Just the broom.
Which makes no sense when you really actually think about it.
Some random girl tweets it out. It gets 260,000 likes, 60,000 retweets.
Good God.
So funny.
And NASA had to finally reach out and say, no, we never said anything like this. So they have on camera an astronaut named Alvin Drew and a scientist from NASA sitting in a room balancing a broom yesterday saying, look, you can do this any day of the year. It's just physics.
The headline that had me dying was that, quote, NASA was forced to clarify brooms can stand up on their own any day of the year.
Any day of the
and
year.
And I about lost it. But it's true. Why would one thing because of gravity stand up but nothing else? Like, when you originally told that story, that's where my thought went. Like, that doesn't even
only
make
brooms.
Any sense.
Only brooms.
Gravity's off, but only brooms today.
Honest
like,
question,
what?
Though. Yeah. Honest question, though, Riggs.
Sure.
How silly do you feel? Because you were, like, obsessed with this yesterday and trying to get it to work all morning long.
Dude, I got time to do stuff like that. I don't care. I don't care.
care.
True.
I thought it was funny that NASA had to issue a statement about it. Yeah. Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So we just found out that Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna were laid to rest in a private ceremony, a private funeral. There will be one for the public at the Staples Center at the end of the month, at the end of February, like the 24th, I believe.
Yep.
But the two of them were laid to rest last Friday, February 7th. So what is that? Almost 2 weeks after their deaths. Because
uh-huh.
It was on a Sunday, and this happened on the 7th of February.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really sad stuff. We didn't know what was going on. But yeah, the private funeral was with Vanessa and the family, and we don't need to know anything about that because we have the public one
the
on February 24th at the Staples Center in LA.
That'll be televised.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be huge.
And you know, the symbolism behind the date, 224, Kobe's daughter Gianna's number was 2, Kobe's number was 24.
Oh.
That's why they're having it on 224.
Yeah.
It's going to be
that's right.
Something else, man.
He's right about that. So,
did you see the thing? There was an internet meme that said if you add up the dates, like Kobe's birth date and Kobe's death date, 2020, and Gianna's birth date
the years.
And her death date, the years, if you add up the years, the numbers, it equals 0824. 8024 is
yep.
what it is, right? Yes.
Okay.
Strange. His numbers were 8 and 24, Kobe Bryant.
Well, there was a zero in there.
8024.
We spin it however we can.
We do.
An 80. That's an 80, not an 80.
No, but there was an 8 and a 24, Allie.
And the 02 is his daughter's number, 02.
You're reaching. That's all I'm getting at.
Hey, we're reaching for the memory of Kobe.
Exactly. Listen. Mamba out.
Listen.
Yes, Mamba out.
So there you go. I wanted to say that, but also, it's crazy. I didn't realize, you know, the nine people that died on this? I didn't realize that of the one family where the mom and the dad and the kid died.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize they have two other kids. So I'm looking at this picture and I'm like, oh, wait a second. The mom and the dad and the daughter died and there's two children alive with no parents and sibling.
I didn't put that together because
what you had on there was you had Kobe and his daughter.
Uh-huh.
You had one of the coaches who was a 38-year-old mom of 3, married.
Yeah.
All these people obviously have passed. You had the husband, wife, and their daughter. They're the ones who left behind two other children.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you had one other mom and daughter.
And the pilot.
And the daughter was on the plane. So, but it didn't occur to me that this family, when you really put faces with it, you're like, oh my God, there's literally two kids who are now with no parents or siblings.
When my siblings were underage, I remember my mom called me and said that I was the beneficiary for my siblings when they were under 18. In the event that my mom and dad both died somehow, that I would have to take over that. Because you have to think about that kind of stuff when you're a parent.
That's true.
That's right.
Yeah,
you got to make sure your kids are taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Kiss FM, what can't you do to people anymore?
I'm struggling with this because I'm a hugger. I like to hug people.
Ooh,
yeah.
When we meet listeners, I come in for it, man. I'm like, come here, girlfriend. I consider myself affectionate in that way.
Yes.
And
not everybody is, though.
It's 2020 and we have to evolve. And even though there's things I don't want to evolve about, I've finally come to terms with I cannot just walk up and hug people anymore. And I know I'm going to get lit up by half the audience. Half the audience will agree. And you can text to 71037. But this is a real thing with everything going on in the world. And we have sensory issues. And you have people who have been assaulted and don't want to be touched or whatever. So I get it. Just because I want to hug everyone, I'm trying to get into the place where I realize I can't just walk up and grab people or touch them. I did it the other day on Saturday at Panda Express. I met one of the girls that worked there. I go, oh, and then I go, right as I literally am about to put my arms around her, I just stop and go, is this okay?
Yeah.
Can I hug you? Oh. She goes, of course. So I was like, I'm sorry. I know you're not supposed, like, you're supposed to be careful with space nowadays and, like, respect. It's true. People are allowed to have boundaries and you can't just come in on them and touch them.
But you're saying that you're going to ask people before. You're not saying you're not going to hug anymore.
Even if I even do it. I'll hug the people I love and know, but I cannot go up to a stranger anymore and just hug them when they say hello. That's not appropriate anymore. And like I said, you can evolve with the times. I want to hug. Yeah. I want to hug people, but I just have to accept what it is. Not everybody is open like me, and you don't know what they've been through or what they do or don't want as far as touch, you know?
This was a big topic of discussion. I facilitated a support group for survivors of suicide loss. Okay. And you're in a support group, so people are obviously sharing their emotions. They're talking about their loved one that's passed on from suicide. And in the training for this, they said you're gonna want to hug them, like reach out and like put a hand on them and it's just a natural human thing to
do. I'm here for you.
Yeah, I'm here for you. Just as a comforting thing, but not everybody's okay with that. So I've gotten used to now being, is it okay if I hug you? Is it okay if I put my hand on your shoulder like this? Like I ask. It feels weird.
It does feel weird.
But it's not weird at all because they taught you, like when you say, is it okay if I hug you? Who is it awkward for?
Right.
Nobody.
Very true, yeah.
No, so asking, I think, is okay. It's like a consent thing, but people
somebody,
like our midday guy, J-Matt, hates being hugged. Hates it. He's not a hugger. He's the complete opposite of you, Allie.
He hates it. And
complete opposite.
J-Matt is very not affectionate.
Not at all.
Like, and I could see, I've never tried to hug him, but I could imagine if I did, he'd probably cringe because he is that guy that hates hugs. Somebody texted in and said, just because you're a hugger doesn't mean they are. And that's my point. I can't assume everybody wants to hug me like I want to hug them. There's people that don't want to touch anyone.
Hold on, though. There is a texter to 71037. This is cracking me up.
What?
Allie, I grew up in a Polish family. We are huggers. You can hug me anytime,
hey,
girlfriend.
Just for the record, I'm Polish. I don't know if you know that, people.
I'm Polish, too.
My dad's family came from Poland, dude, during the Holocaust.
Oh, that's right.
That's why they came over.
My whole family's Polish, too.
Yeah.
Two Polacks on the show. Yeah. What up?
It's only half, though. That's my dad's side. I got more on my mom's side.
No, I'm full on Polish.
Oh, man.
I got the stupid side of the Polish, too.
Where's
unfortunately.
Somebody said something about being European the other day. Some white kid we work with. I go, aren't all of us white people, a lot of us European? Is that where we came from?
Yeah.
But thank you for the info.
Where do you stand on the hugging topic, huh? 71037, you can text. We'll read your text, or we can take your calls to 414-799-1037. Maybe you're not a hugger. How do people approach you then? How do you want to be approached as a non-hugger? It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Riggs and Allie. We were just discussing the whole hugging, non-hugging. Mm-hmm. People that aren't comfortable with you hugging them.
It's different now.
It is.
Times are different. We got to have more awareness about this.
Yeah.
And as somebody texted and I said, I'm such a hugger. I love to hug everyone. And I'm getting to the point now where I'm realizing that not everyone wants a hug. Even if they're just a fan of the radio station, they still don't want a hug because not everybody wants to be touched and they're allowed that freedom. It's their body, you know, their space. So I'm trying to be more aware and not just grab people and hug them like I used to. It's a little aggressive, right? Yeah. I'm grabbing them like a rag doll, flinging them around.
But your bear hugs are very nice. I enjoy your bear hugs, but I'm also a hugger.
Yeah, we're huggers.
Exactly.
We're friends, though. But imagine somebody you don't know. And so I'm trying to just change how I approach people. And you can ask if you can give them a hug.
Yeah, do you mind if I hug you? Is that okay?
I loved this text, though, that said, I'm glad you came to the realization about hugging others, Allie, especially strangers. You could trigger a traumatic event for them. I've learned this in my social work schooling. We've been taught not to hug people because of the trauma they may have experienced. You don't know what you're triggering with somebody. So fair enough. I mean, someone's been assaulted or anything or touched, whatever. They don't want to be touched. I can't. That's you. You're allowed,
of course.
Let them live.
And if you feel awkward about it, just say, you know what? When you meet somebody, hey, I'm a hugger. I don't know about you. Say it like that. That way it's not awkward. Yeah. And they say, you know what? I'm not. Okay, cool. Let's shake hands. Move about your business.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't have to be awkward for anybody.
Right. But it's hard for me. Wouldn't it be hard for you, Gibbons?
100%.
Now that I'm saying this out loud because you're such a hugger.
I love hugs. And I know,
we're like huggy people.
I know.
We're
huggy people. You want to hug the world.
I'm on the fence. You might be a sketchy character. I don't know if I'll hug you.
Briggs would totally go without the hug and be fine.
I could.
Totally.
799-1037. Good morning, Kiss FM. You're calling about the hugs.
I'm actually all for it. My six-year-old loves to do random acts of kindness, and he actually wears a free hug shirt.
Aww.
And when he hands out, like, flowers or gift cards or whatever, he'll wear his free hug shirt, and they'll get the flower, but the first thing they'll see is his shirt and say, can I get a hug? Can I get a hug?
You know
what? That was like their favorite part of everything is getting that free hug from a little kid.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, a kid doesn't feel threatening. A kid's easy to hug. You know what I mean?
It's not to all people.
Briggs doesn't want the hug, the kid hug, I guess.
Keep your little petri dish away from me. I'm sorry. You kind of have a thing though.
He's got cute dimples. He's a cutie pie.
There's germs in those dimples. Well, it's kind of like free samples at a store, right? They ask you if you'd like a free sample, but you know that they're there. I like the free hugs concept, so I think that's nice. It makes it approachable. If you want a hug, come get one.
It's up to you, though.
Exactly. It's kind of like that implied consent. Like, hey, mom's right there to help him.
Yes. I see that.
Fair enough.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate listening this morning.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too. It's 103.7 KISS FM. It's the end of the day. Ask for hugs.
I love these texts, though. Somebody said, I'm a non-hugger. It's Marie from Milwaukee. She said, I put my hand out right away for a handshake to signal them that I only want hand contact.
Oh.
Somebody else said, Allie, I don't want to hug my mother-in-law, but I'll hug you any day. Bring it in.
Oh, yeah.
Someone else said, can we talk about handshakes? Come on now. Seriously? Handshakes now? They said, can we talk about handshakes?
And they don't want a handshake either. Well, there's...
Sparked a debate between Gibbons and I. Gibbons thinks a handshake is more intimate than a hug, which I think is ridiculous. A hug is way more intimate.
You bringing it up way is making my intimate. Palms sweat no, and get... No way.
You said... Gibbons, let me get this straight. Yes. You said shaking a hand is just as intimate as hugging.
You're tripping, it's skin on skin contact. No. I don't know if you just went to the bathroom, didn't wipe your hands, and now I've got your germs on my hands. If I touch my eye, I'm going to get pink eye.
But a hug, we're pushed. Our bodies are pushed together. My face is against your face. I can breathe on the back of your neck. That's weird. That's way more intimate.
Yeah.
Well, now you're talking about breathing on the back of my neck, and I'm getting all hot and bothered. Emphasis on hot over here. No. Oh, my God.
I didn't give you consent.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, I'm not going to spoil anything for any of you Bachelor fans because I don't watch the show anymore. I'm going to be honest. I don't barely watch TV half the time. However, I have to hear from people in the office. Did you see what happened on The Bachelor this week? And I go, hell no. And then she turns to me, I'm our coworker, and goes, nobody told you they did a ghost scene with a pottery wheel? Are you kidding me? Our coworker, she goes, nobody brought that up to you? I go, no. She goes, they did a whole thing this week where they recreated the ghost scene on The Bachelor with Patrick Swayze. I'm like, are you kidding me? So anyway, I had to side note that. But they're saying now that this whole season is not going to end with him picking any of the finalists.
What?
That he is actually in love with one of the producers.
Whoa.
There's a swerve.
Right? Bing. They always find some crazy spin on The Bachelor.
Okay, hold on.
He somehow got into a relationship with the producer because they do work with these people nonstop. He probably sees the producers way more than he sees the girls.
Yeah.
You know?
Because they probably contacted him before. They're talking to him in between dates.
But even filming, like you're with a girl for like 8 hours filming, but then you go away, but you're with the producers all night long at the hotel. You're with the producers all morning long at breakfast. They're probably going over your script and whatever you got to do that day.
You're having
You're with the crew way more than you're with the chicks.
Wait, hold on. When did they change the rules, though? Because I remember on The Real World, in the day.
When they kicked a chick off for
They kicked
it.
The dude off. They kicked the producer chick off. They kept the guy, David, was on the cast. They kept David on. They fired the chick producer.
I'm thinking of somebody else. I'm thinking of an earlier season.
I'm thinking of The Real World Seattle. Okay. Back in the late 90s, early 2000s. The guy, David, was a military veteran who had a relationship with one of the producers. And it was this whole big thing where she lost her job and he was able to remain on the cast.
What? Yep.
I vaguely remember this.
Oh, that's right.
They had the same thing happen on one of the earlier seasons of The Real World. But they didn't tell anyone until after that, like from the very first season.
Becky
went to Jamaica and she was like secretly dating one of the producers the whole time.
But now
you never saw it on the show.
And now they're saying this is how the show could end. Like it's now commonplace.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case, but that's the rumor out there. And the people from The Bachelor said, well, we're not going to comment. It's a great rumor either way. Every year they have to come up with a spin.
But would you be upset as a fan if they did that swerve? Like how many seasons into The Bachelor if they did that now? Would you be upset as a Bachelor fan?
I have
fan?
The answer.
Well,
no, because this is all making sense. No, it's all making sense now in my mind as you're asking me that. Because all the headlines this season have been how America hates all the girls. girls. There's no girls we like. Hence how they're editing to spin it to make you hate the girl. See, you're welcome.
Yes,
to make you hate the girl so that you when you he go. Ends up with... this is...
And it's gonna,
reality TV has a formula. It's been around long enough now that we know
what?
It. Okay?
What?
So now we hate all the girls and we're going to be happy when he ends up. Do you see the spin?
There's Becky.
It all makes sense now.
Thank God none of those hoes won.
No, really. That's how they... That's why every season you're happy a lot of times with the winner because they edit the other one to so you hate him.
Yeah.
It's going to be Becky, Ashley, and Steffi. He's going to go, I don't want any of them. And then they're going to part ways and Al's going to walk
He's
going to
walk
with,
towards the camera and extend his hand. And
oh my God.
What's he doing? What's he doing walking
out.
Towards the camera? Oh my God. He's pulling someone from behind the camera. Who's this? It's Aaron.
This guy, we don't even, this bachelor guy, Peter, is a pilot, right?
Yes.
So can you imagine he walks, this is what really happened. He walked into the bachelor house and he goes, I don't want any of these nut jobs you found in casting. The producer's way more normal. Can I ride? Uh-huh. Can you imagine? That's probably what happened.
And then they take off on the plane and they're together.
Is that going to be the finale?
Of course it is. He's going to fly off into the sunset. You're damn right.
I hope we should log this.
Well,
we are all going to be right.
There are pictures of him out with her and her family. And they're, but nobody will, that's why they're saying, is it just a friendship from working on the show? No. I think they're dating.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I am also saving some money from going through a recent breakup.
Oh, really?
I'm not talking about my relationship with my now ex-girlfriend. I'm talking about cutting the cord a little bit, kind of reining in the things, and I am getting rid of Amazon Prime.
Oh.
I used it for like a week when
you
I first
you
got
use it.
I didn't even use it to order anything. I used it to binge watch the show The Sopranos.
And that was the only reason you got it?
The
now
only
you're still
reason.
Paying $10 a month for it.
$12 a month,
12,
dude.
Yeah.
Went through, did a little budgeting, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going through, I'm like, $12.99. I think it was $11.99 every month for something I'm just not using.
Yeah, stupid.
Over the course of a year, that's like $130. I'm like, I am wasting this money. I just got to cut that out. We're reining things in, budgeting, mm-hmm. getting things done.
Yeah.
There's too many streaming services, unless you're rich.
Uh-huh.
Unless you literally have a lot of expendable
disposable income. Yeah.
Or whatever, disposable. Then, yeah, I'm with you. Like, I can only pick a few. And then it's like, I have to draw a line because then it just turns back to, well, now I'm paying $60 to six different places. Why? I might as well get cable back.
Exactly,
you know
right?
I mean?
Yeah. Exactly
like,
that.
Have you heard of this app called Hiatus?
No.
H-I-A-T-U-S, Hiatus. It basically, you put in your email address that you use to subscribe to things.
Uh-huh.
It will go through and find the different services, the things that you are paying monthly fees for, and find out where you can cut corners and where you can save money at. So it'll say like Hiatus, H-I-A-T-U-S. Like it, I found it on the internet and somebody said you can use it to find out what you're paying for.
Dude.
And I realized that it was still charging me for a Spotify account that I thought that I canceled. It's the second time this happened, by the way.
Because
I got a charge on my credit card from Spotify when I canceled it.
Mm-hmm.
And it came up again. I was like, I've canceled this so many times, but it keeps showing up.
Oh.
But this app helped me find it.
The
and
app pulls all your accounts that you don't even think about?
Yep, it pulls the ones you don't think about. Creepy, right?
Creepy, but
it's
I mean,
creepy
and awesome.
But yeah, man.
All your information's out there, anyways.
That's true.
They're gonna find it.
But now I want to use this Hiatus app and rein things in, dude.
You're breaking up with Amazon Prime. That's your breakup.
Gotta go. Amazon Prime is out.
No more free next day shipping.
Sorry, not sorry.
You have to go to the store to buy your paper goods now.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So we just found out that they had a private memorial for Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna with just close family and friends on Friday the 7th because it's been 2 weeks now at least since he's passed away.
Yeah.
So they had to take care of that, but don't worry. They were laid to rest in this private funeral on Friday, but there will be the public funeral, which they will do at the Staples Center, which we've known about all along.
Yeah.
That'll be on February 24th and I'm sure we'll be able to watch it on TV. So there you go. So Kobe laid to rest, but don't worry. You're going to see the public memorial.
Given said earlier, do you think they did the February 24th on purpose, the 224?
They absolutely
did. What was the significance of those numbers?
So everyone knows Kobe's number was 24, previously 8, and then he switched to 24. But they may not know his 13-year-old daughter, Gigi, who also passed away in the crash, her number was number 2. Her jersey number was 2. So 224 is Kobe and Gigi. It's an ultimate tribute.
Am I the only one allowed to say that this number stuff you guys have really reached with at times? Like, no, we talked about this. I'm listening to that. Earlier, you're like, but then if you divide by 6 and you add 2, the numbers are the same. And I'm like, why are we grasping onto this number thing so hard?
Anyone in numerology, they're gonna find a way to connect something.
See, that's what I mean. It's like you reach until you find what you need, as if numbers mean anything. What does it mean?
If you add up both of their birth and death years, then it adds up to...
It becomes Kobe's numbers. So what? What does that mean? That's my point.
It's fate. It's just interesting.
What's fate?
It's interesting. It's just something interesting that people use to waste their time with.
A spin. I don't know. I get it. There's most people, a lot of people are like you, Gibbons, but yeah. I think the number thing, like we every time you bring it up, you start finding numbers with this number and that number. It's like, you're reaching, man.
Everything happens for a reason. And just RIP Kobe.
There you go.
I get all emotional. I get emotional when we talk about Kobe.
24th
will be the public memorial. Yes. So.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie, did you learn anything on the show this morning? Show number 848. I learned something about Allie this morning. I have always known that Allie's a hugger. She loves to hug. Like, if you see her in public, she's like, hey, girl, run up to you and
wrap her arms. I'm just an affectionate person when it comes down to it, unless you piss me off.
Yes. While unapproachable, she is very approachable with a hug,
you,
right?
Thank you, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But she realizes now that you have to ask people if they want to be hugged, because some people may have had trauma before, maybe had like an assault charge, maybe somebody just isn't comfortable.
Just
they don't want
to be touched. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to evolve with the times and accept it that you don't get in people's personal space so aggressively anymore. And I'm talking about people I don't know. Okay.
Uh-huh.
These are not people I know. I'm talking about listeners, random people on the street, whatever.
That being said, our midday guy, J-Matt, loves hugs.
That's a lie.
No, don't kid.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm an idiot.
He's the king of hating hugs.
He does not like hugs at all.
The man loves his personal space.
But should I just put my arms out when he walks in the studio in a few minutes? Like, come to mama!
Let's all three group hug him.
No!
That's so mean.
It is mean,
yes. Don't do that!
But the moral of the story is now Allie has been asking people, is it okay if we hug?
Or
I'm a hugger.
Hug.
Right.
Or I don't even do it.
Oh, man. Yeah.
What did you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I learned on the show this morning that if Netflix has a problem, Netflix will actually solve the problem.
Right.
Riggs, you discovered that when you're on the app, on certain places watching it, that they just start showing the trailer, right?
It's an autoplay feature on Netflix that can be somewhat annoying, but I didn't think they had to put a whole new fix down for it, but they did. The autoplay feature is now disabled. It's up at 1037kissfm.com. You can read all about it. There's a whole blog about it.
I learned that Gibbons got rid of Amazon Prime. He's breaking up with people all over the place, and he realized, I have it for $10 a month, and I don't use it, so it's out of here. So good job looking at all your stuff and figuring out what you're wasting money on.
Getting my finances together, little by little.
$10 a month.
Being aware is a good thing versus the last situation we got you out of. This is like a great change.
Awareness is key, yes.
There you go.
It's $1.20, $1.50. I'm saving a year on that damn thing. Mm-hmm.
You can catch up with our show on demand. Get it at 1037kissfm.com. Show number 848.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.